ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। ऋषय दुदुः देवीं इन्द्रियेष्वत सातमा वत्सं बृहस्पतिं कृत्वा पयश्चन्दोमयं शुचि ऋषय दुदुः देवीं इन्द्रियेष्वतशातम वत्सं बृहस्पतिं कृत्वा पयश्चन्दोमयं शुचि। Urishaya, the great sages, Duduhu, milked, Devim, the earth, Indreshu, in the senses, Ata, then, Satama, Ovidura, Batsam, the calf, Brihaspatim, sage Brihaspati, Kritva, making, Paya, milk. Chandahatmayam, in the form of the Vedic hymns, Suchi, pure. Translation and brought by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki. All the great sages transformed Brihaspati into a calf and making the senses into a pot. They milked all kinds of Vedic knowledge to purify words, mind, and hearing. Report. Brihaspati is the priest of the heavenly planets. Vedic knowledge was received in logical order by the great sages through Brihaspati for the benefit of human society, not only on this planet, but throughout the universes. In other words, Vedic knowledge is considered one of the necessities of human society. If human society remains satisfied simply by taking grains from the planet Earth as well as other necessities for maintaining the body, society will not be sufficiently prosperous. Humanity must have food for the mind and ear as well as for the purpose of vibration. As far as transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic Maha Mantra is chanted regularly and heard regularly by devotional process of Shravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies and thus humanity will be happy both materially and spiritually. Shri Prabhupada Gita. Vedic knowledge is considered one mukam karati bachalam bhangam langade girim chakrapata maham bandai shri vandadarim manchakapatru vishtu kribashin indabhivajam patitinam bhavaneva boishnabhivunam. Vedic knowledge is considered one of the necessities of human society. We were discussing yesterday how Sachimata would send Vishambar at noontime to call Vishwarup for prasadam from the house of Advaita Acharya. Actually, Vishwarup, he was very renounced. Vishwarup's Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Nityananda Prakash. Sometimes we wonder, oh, we see Gornitai, but the childhood pastimes, Poganda Leela, gold Poganda Leela. Where is Nityananda Prabhu? He's in Eka Chakra. Where is he? Actually, he's actually there, serving Gaurasundar in the form of his elder brother, Vishwarup. And Vishwarup was not at all interested in material enjoyment. He would rise early in the morning, go take Ganga Snan, and then he would go to the puja room. He would worship the family deity, Shalagram Shila, Ever Brahmins, Jagannath Mishra. After worshipping the deity, he would immediately go to the house of Advaita Thakur. It's not very far. Advaita Bhavan and Shachiyongan. And not far. Just a few meters. He would go there and he would hear Advaita Acharya speak on Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti. Bhakti jo, Bhakti Tattva. Bhagavad Bhakti Tattva. So, he was very absorbed in that. Now, Jagannath Misra and Sachimata, they began considering, I think it's time we got Vishwarup married. He's reaching that age, mid-teens. And he's about 10 years older than Nimai. Nimai's 3, 4, 5 years old. So Vishwarup was about 14, 15. We were also discussing yesterday about that in Navadvip, the houses are made of clay, not bricks, marble, cement, and iron. They're made of clay, made by hand. Still, you can find people who can make the cottage with clay. And in rural places in Bengal, particularly North Bengal, you'll see many villages are completely made of clay. It's very good. It's very sattvic. It's very clean. And the ladies will put gobur every day on the floor in the village. Here's a controversial statement. We're all educating our girls in the universities, but actually we should educate them how to get up and clean the house when they rise in the morning. That's what a husband's looking for. Very difficult to get them married when they're highly educated materially. But this is street dharma, according to Vedic culture. Clean the house and put gobur. So, in such a home, anything that's said, everybody hears. There's no privacy like rooms where you have all sealed and you can talk and confidential in the room. Not like that in a cottage. It's the grass roof, the walls, anything anyone says in the house, everybody hears. We have experience in a cottage. So they were discussing, Shachimata and Jagannath Misra were discussing about the marriage of Vishwarup. We should find a suitable Shoha Dharmini, religious assistant, Vishwarup. Immediately upon hearing that, Vishwarup decided to take sannyas. And he just left. He just left. Boom, disappeared. He just left. Of course, this was very painful for Jagannath Misra and Sachimata. And they were simply... And Nimai. Nimai was also crying incessantly after Vishwarup took sannyas. Jagannath Misra was simply wandering around aimlessly calling Vishwarup, Vishwarup, Vishwarup. The Navadvip Bashis, they were trying to appease Jagannath Misra, that just see Misra, if a son takes sannyas, then hundreds of generations are delivered to the spiritual world. You know, this is glorious. You are so fortunate, Bhagavan. And what to speak of your son taking sannyas? You have Vishwambara. Who could Vishwambara is the darling of Nadia Bihari. He's the dearest of all of our children. And you have Vishwarup. So gradually, Jagannath Misra became appeased. But actually, Jagannath Misra, he was very concerned. He was in great anxiety. He was in great anxiety. In fact, one time he had a dream. Would you like to hear about Jagannath Misra's dream? Yes. Had a dream in which he saw Nimai had taken sannyas. And he's describing this. Sachimata, she saw Jagannath Misra in the morning bowing down on the ground, paying obeisances, bowing down. And he's praying, Lord Hari, please let Nimai remain at home and be a grihastha. And Sachimata is saying, Prabhu, you know, why you are praying in this way? And he said, I saw a dream. In the dream, our Nimai had shaven his head. And he was wearing the robes of a sannyasi. And I saw his beautiful form with his beautiful lotus-like eyes which were stretching to his ears. And his chest like a lion. And his neck and shoulders like an elephant. And he was proceeding with thousands of followers. And all of the Navadvip Vaishnav Brahmins were present, Advaita Thakur, Srivas Thakur, Gadadha Pandit, and other exalted Vaishnavas of Navadvip. They were following Nimai, they were worshipping him. They were worshipping him. And tens of thousands of people were following him. This is the dream of Jagannath Mishra. Everyone was in ecstasy. They were all chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they were following him to Jagannath Puri. I had this dream. Everyone was in ecstasy except me. And therefore I'm praying to Lord Hari that Nimai remain at home and become and be a grihastha. And Sachimata said, "Oh Prabhu, it's just a dream. Just a dream." But Jagannath Mishra was in great anxiety about this. So he removed Nimai from the school. At that time, Bishambhar was studying from Gangadas Pandit. He was the most respected and most qualified teacher in Navadvip, and Nimai was his best student. And Jagannath Mishra, he said to Nimai one day, he said, "Son, from today, you don't need to go to school anymore." How about that? Good. He said, "You just stay at home. Whatever you want, I will provide. You just stay in the house." So, actually, Shachishuta, he liked to study. Naturally, he liked to study. He was a top student. He liked to study. So not being able to study, he became very mischievous. And with his friends, they would cause all sorts of trouble to the Navadvip Basis. At night time, they would get a kombol. A kombol is a blanket. In the day, they would do reconnaissance. That means they go around searching out, making plans for their mischief at night. And at night, they would get the kombol as a blanket. And there were two boys, with Nimai and another boy. They would put the blanket on and they would dress like a bull. And they would go into the garden and pull out the banana trees. And then they would tie the doors of the Navadvip Basi's homes. They would tie them from the outside at night. The Vedic system is that you don't have the latrine in the home. It's outside. Also in Australia, in the outback, they have that. Not in the house. Now we're very advanced. We have our kitchen, and next to the kitchen is the toilet in the apartments. So he would tie the doors, and if there was call of nature in the night, the Navadvip Bashis, they were banging on the door, "Let me out, let me out." Becoming more and more, more and more intense in their screaming, "Let me out." And Nimai and his friends would laugh and run away. So Nimai was unhappy that he wasn't able to study. And one day he climbed up on the pots, which were used for cooking. In those days there were no steel pots. There was the bhoga was cooked in clay pots one time only, clay pot. And such pots after used were discarded. Still in Jagannath Puri, you can go to Anand Bazaar. You can go to Anand Bazaar and you can get the Mahaprasad in the pots that it's cooked in. And how it's cooked, we don't know. We hear that they put all the ingredients in the kitchen, and Srimati Radharani Loki Devi herself, she comes and cooks for Jagannath. So you can get in the pots. So those pots, after taking the prasadam, they're discarded and they're all blackish with the soot and the charcoal, and they're discarded. It's all biodegradable. And this is actually Vedic culture. You cook in the clay pots, you just throw. After a few months in Bengal and the sun, everything is again compost and becomes earth. And the plates, the kolapata, leaf plate, banana leaf plate, that's first class. It's even better than gold. Ved Shastra describes that the kolapata, the leaf plate, is even more high class than eating from gold. And they can just be discarded. So this is the fashion. You eat and just throw it. Unfortunately, in India now, the leaf plate, and the clay pot has been replaced with aluminium and other, you know, plastic items. But unfortunately, people still throw. If it's leaf plate and clay pot, you can throw out beside the house, and in a few days, it's already beginning to break up. Now they still throw, but unfortunately, it's plastic. So that's what you have in India. Outside people's houses, you see a big pile of junk plastic. So have to be educated. So anyway, on those pots, Nimai, he climbed up and was sitting on top of those pots. All of the senior brahminis of Mayapur, they saw, and they immediately informed Shachimata that your Nimai is playing in the contaminated place where the discarded cooking pots are thrown. Shachimata, she immediately went, she saw Nimai. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that Nimai appeared like a golden putal. Putal means doll. A golden doll anointed with dark chandan. As he sat, because as he climbed up the charcoal and the soot from the clay pots, it marked his body. He looked like a golden doll anointed with dark chandan. Very beautiful. And he was sitting there smiling. And Sachimata began to chastise, "Come down from there. Don't you know that's an unclean place?" You know what Nimai's response was? He said, he sat there smiling, he said, "Ma," he said, "how can an uneducated Brahmin distinguish between clean and unclean?" You're not letting me go to school, so what do you expect? What type of behavior do you expect? He was making a protest. And the other Brahminis of Navadvip Dham, they actually encouraged Nimai. They said, you're not letting him go and study? He said, "We have so much trouble to get our sons to go to the Gurukul." Reluctant, they're very reluctant. And Nimai wants to go. You know that Prabhupada was a little reluctant to go to school? And Gaur Mohan Day, well, that was a British school. That wasn't exactly Gurukul. That was Motilal Free School. Motilal Free School. You can still see that school in not far from Howrah Station. That's MG Road. Motilal Free School. Our devotees in Kolkata have done research in all the Prabhupada's Lilashtan, places of pastimes in Kolkata. And that Motilal Free School was actually established by a Vaishnav, Kolkata Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav. And the teachers and the students, they were wearing dhoti to Motilal Free School. And they would also have class on Vaishnavism. When Prabhupada went to the Scottish Church College, that was an arts college. It's still a very prestigious college in Kolkata, Scottish Church College. You can also visit that. If you go to their website, you'll see Prabhupada's picture on the front page of their website, along with other alumni, A.C. Chandra Bose, who was an independence fighter. He also was in that college, a year or two ahead of Prabhupada. So was Vivekananda Swami, and they're all esteemed alumni. And there, Prabhupada said that the Christian priests, they criticized Vaishnav Siddhanta, and they discussed, and Prabhupada comments about that. And Prabhupada, when he was going to Motilal Free School, Gaur Mohan had to hire an assistant to take Abhay to school every day, because Gaur Mohan was very kind. He's very gentle, and anything Abhay requested, Gaur Mohan would give. I think Prabhupada's mother's name was Radharani. Radharani, yes, and she was a little more strict. But Gormohan, whatever Prabhupada, so Prabhupada would say, I don't want to go to school today, and Gormohan would say, okay, you come with me to the shop. He was a cloth merchant. So they had to hire someone, and Prabhupada says that even that man even tied a rope around Prabhupada's waist and to take him through the market. You can go and see those markets. It's still very like it was 100 years ago. Prabhupada uses that example about in regard to understanding Durga, because the Lord actually is not inclined to punish the living entities. So that is delegated to Ma Durga, who gives the suffering of the living entities according to the karma without consideration, without mercy. But the Lord Himself is merciful. Therefore, Prabhupada said they had to hire someone to take him to school. So the Navadip Brahmanis, they're saying, our sons, we have to drag them to school. And your son has such an interest in study. Why are you not letting him study? You stay there, Nimoy. You stay there for as long as it takes. You stay there and you carry on with your protest. And Nimoy sitting there smiling. And also there was some discussion about philosophy at that time also. Nimai at that time also assumed the mood of Dhanvantari. And he began to discuss Atmatattagan. And then Sachimata, she's becoming frustrated and she's saying, look, Jagannath Misra will return soon. You better come down quick before he sees this. And still Nimai was sitting there, and eventually she had to climb up herself on those pots and pick up Nimai and bring him down and give him a bath. So in the evening when Mishra Purandara returned, then Shachimata was discussing, look, this is what happened, that Nimai is so desirous of studying, and we're not letting him study. I think we should reconsider. And so Jagannath Mishra, he began to reconsider, and upon the other Brahmins and Brahmanis of Navadip was saying that what enemy has advised you to take Nimai out of school? Jagannath Mishra is explaining, well, look what happened to Vishwarup. Dibhogyan Ride Prakashito. He was illuminated in transcendental knowledge by Advaita Thakur, and thus he lost interest in material life. This is the result of but when you become Jnanavan, when you develop knowledge, Jnanavan mam prapadyante. When you develop knowledge, Atmatattva Gyan, Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, then you lose interest in material enjoyment. So he's saying, I don't want him to study anymore, so that he remains in illusion, enamored by householder life. I think we were discussing yesterday, after returning from Gaya, when he was so much experiencing his ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead, Shachimata, she would bring Vishnu Priya and place her in front of Shachinandan to try to awaken his interest in family life. But Sachinandan was not interested, and the ecstatic symptoms that he manifested, actually they almost traumatized Vishnupriya, and she ran away, being unable to relate to it. So Mishra Purandara was saying that this gyan will produce. So as Prabhupada is saying here, Vedic knowledge is considered a necessity in human society. So for our benefit, Sriman Mahaprabhu is performing transcendental leela to help us understand the importance of cultivating spiritual knowledge. Later also there was an incident where Sachimata, she said some words which were critical of Advaita Acharya, because he was instructing both Vishwarup and Nimai. That's another story which perhaps we can consider another day. But this is interesting comment Prabhupada makes here. As far as transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. As a pandit, Navadip Chandra, one day he decided to visit East Bengal. At that time, Bengal Bhumi, Gaudadesh, was divided into two halves. Pashchim Bengal, which is now called West Bengal, and Purva Bengal. This Purva Bengal Bhumi is East Bengal. Many of Mahaprabhu's associates appeared in East Bengal. The dividing line is Padma River. Mahaprabhu was a teacher and he was a householder. This is before going to Gaya and beginning his Bhakta Rupa, pastimes as a devotee and subsequently manifesting his opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was performing the Vidya Lila. The Vidya Lila. Navadeep Chandra, Nimai Pandit. And he decided just spontaneously to go on a tour of East Bengal. So he took some students and he traveled to East Bengal. When he arrived at the Padma River, Padmavati. Padmavati River is a branch of Ganga, where Ram Kelly, now is called Malda. Ram Kelly, where Rupa and Sanatan were living in the employment of the Nawab. The kingdom of the capital of Bengal was at that place. It was called Gold. It's called Gold. Yeah, Nawab Hushensha. It's Gold. It's the capital of Bengal and medieval Bengal. It's called G-A-U-R, Gold. You can still visit that city, the old city, and see many. You can see the prison where Sanatan Goswami was imprisoned. And other places which are significant for history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. For that reason, Bengal is called Gaudiya Desh. Gaudiya Desh. And for that reason, we are called Gaudiya Vaishnav. Because Bengal was called Gold. Gaudiya Desh. So at that place, Ganga branches. And going south is called Bhagirathi Ganga. And she comes through Navadeep Mayapur. And continuing in the same direction, she becomes Padmavati. So Mahaprabhu, he reached Padmavati River. He was very enchanted by the beauty of Padmavati River. He was bathing Padmavati. And the forests and the beautiful environment of Padmavati, it attracted the mind of Srimad Mahaprabhu and he remained there. He told, actually at that time, Loki Devi, Loki Priya, she left her body at that time. Goshundur, he said to Loki Devi and Shachi Mata that I will be gone just a few days. And to Loki Devi, he said, you kindly look after Sachimata. There was no Jagannath Mishra at that time. Loki Devi, Sachimata. After he remained away for several months. And not being able to tolerate the separation of her Prabhu, Loki Devi, she went to the bank of Ganga and she went into deep meditation and she returned to the spiritual abode to again be with her Prabhu. So the relationship of Loki Devi and Mahaprabhu was very sublime, very sweet. They met when they were young on the bank of Ganga. And they recognized each other. This is a little uncommon that a girl and boy would do that, having not had a proper engagement, etc. And Loki Devi, actually, she touched Mahaprabhu's feet and worshipped him. And they recognized each other. And subsequently, they were married after some time. But the devotion of Loki Devi, we can only imagine. She couldn't tolerate. And she went into meditation and she returned to her eternal abode in association with Prabhu. So at that time, many students came from all over East Bengal. They were commenting that we're so fortunate that Nimai Pandit, the great Nimai Pandit from Navadeep, has come to East Bengal. We have heard your commentaries. We have read your commentaries. They explain. But we are unable to visit Navadeep Dham and learn from Nimai Pandit. So we are great that we're blessed. In fact, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that all of East Bengal was blessed because of the Charan Duli, the lotus feet touch of Sriman Mahaprabhu that visited East Bengal. And he mentions that for this reason, even today, the people of East Bengal are inclined to perform Sankirtan because of the association that Mahaprabhu stepped on that land, East Bengal. Mahaprabhu was there and he was giving classes and hundreds of students were coming. Describes that many were listening, even Mahaprabhu was giving certificate. He's given a certificate. How'd you like that? Get a certificate from Nimai Pandit and Bhakti Shastri. He was given certificates. At that time, there was one Brahmin. His name was Tapan Mishra. He mentions that already he was initiated in Gayatri, and he was chanting the Gayatri Dikha Mantra, but he was unable to experience enlightenment and satisfaction of the heart. So he had a dream. In that dream, an effulgent Brahmin appeared to Tapan Mishra and he said, "Mishra, that Brahmin from Navadeep, Nimai Pandit, who has come, he is no ordinary Brahmin. He is no ordinary being. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You go to him and you inquire, Shadda Shadon Tatta. I mean, Shadda is the goal. Shadon means the process. Sadhana, as we say, sadhana. Shadda Shadon Tatta. The truth of the process, of the goal of life and how to achieve it. The goal of life and how to achieve it. You go and you inquire from Nimai Pandit. He will enlighten you. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Tapan Mishra, he approached the next day. Actually, Nimai was just about to leave. He decided to leave and return back to Navadip. At that time, Tapan Mishra approached him. And he explained his circumstances, that he was not feeling enlightenment. He was not feeling satisfaction in the heart. And shadda shadan tatta kichu na jani. I do not know anything about the goal of life and how to attain it. So at that time, actually, it's an interesting incident why we're mentioning it, because that's the first time that Sriman Mahaprabhu began the preaching of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. At this time, he was not even initiated and he was not performing the leelas of the devotee. He was doing the Vidya Leela. But under the circumstances, when that Brahmin came and fell at his lotus feet and inquired from him, what is the goal of life, how to attain it? At that time, Mahaprabhu explained that in Kali Yuga, jagya tapa nai. In the jagya tapa, there is no need of austerities or other Vedic performances. And he said that... I've come, and he quoted verses from the Puranas. In the Kali Yuga, the process is Nam Sankirtan. He quoted Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva Gaudiranyata, Hare Nama. And then he said that Eta Boli Nam Loi, Loi Mahamantra, we use the term Mahamantra. Baitrish Akha, Sholonam Baitrish Akha, Aitantra. Sholonam, 16 names. Baitrish Akha, 32 syllables. Aitantra. This is the process. And then from his own transcendental lips, Mahaprabhu, he enunciated the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he said, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said, you chant this Mahamantra in the association of the devotees. He said, perform Sankirtan. And in this way, you will awaken love of Godhead in your life, in your heart. Love of Godhead will awaken in your heart as a result of chanting these 16 names, 32 syllables, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everything will be revealed to you about sadhana, about sadda shadhana, about the goal of life and how to achieve it. And then, Tapan Mishra is very much enthused, enlivened, inspired. And he said that I would like to accompany you. I would like to accompany you. A little similar to Sriman Mahaprabhu in his preaching to the Kaurava Brahmin in Vishakhapatnam. Near Vishakhapatnam, you can find the Kurma Kshetra, where still you can see the ancient deity of Kurma Dev. When Mahaprabhu visited that temple, there was one Brahmin. His name also was Kurma Dev, Kurma Brahmin. And at that time also, after inviting Mahaprabhu, was traveling as a sannyasi at that time. And he only had one assistant. And he had no luggage, no check-in baggage, no carry-on baggage, nothing. He simply had his kamandalu, water pot, And he didn't have Nanda. That was broken by Nityananda Prabhu. He was going to Puri. And in his one hand he was chanting Japa. Chanting the holy name. In the other hand carrying the water pot. So he had one assistant who was carrying another set of cloth. But no arrangement for cooking. This is Abhaya Shatra Shangshuti Jnana Yoga Vibhashtiti. Krishna explains beginning of 16th chapter Bhagavad Gita. The dharma of a sannyasi is an abhay. Abhay means that no consideration, no planning for eating and sleeping. That's sannyas dharma. And make no plan for eating and sleeping. They've forgotten about eating and sleeping. That's called sannyas. That's called sat jati. Sat jati. Sannyas. Sat jati. They've already gone to the spiritual reality. And they realize that they're not the body. And they have no interest in maintaining the body. Mm-hmm. And they're completely jnana yoga vibhashtitaha. They're completely situated in transcendental knowledge. That's sannyas. And therefore, the householder's responsibility is to look after and maintain all of the material requirements of the renunciates. Because they're not, like Madhavendra Puri describes, he didn't eat in the day. Madhavendra Puri Prabhupada, he didn't eat in the day. And he would never request anyone for anything. That was his vow. So only if people, without solicitation, unsolicited, they would offer him, he would take, at night he would take a little milk. Because he lost interest. Similarly, our Goshamis, Nidra, Aha, Viharakadi, Vijito, completely lost interest, completely conquered. Nidra, Aha, Viha. Nidra is sleeping, Aha is eating, Viharakadi, relaxation, entertainment, etc. Nidrahara, Viharakaji, Vijito. They completely lost interest in. Cha, Atyanta, Dino, and they were excessively humble. Because they were completely absorbed. Radha Krishna Guna Shmridir Madhuri Anandena Shamohito. Being completely samohito, bewildered by, enchanted by Shamoha, Shamohito. Radha Krishna Guna. Radha Krishna Guna Shmridir. Remembering. The Goshamis. Every 2-3 days they would. Did we eat? I can't remember. Who cares anyway? Did we sleep? And Raghunath Das Goswami was taking just a spoonful of butter every 2-3 days. So Mahaprabhu, he was residing in the house of the Kumra Brahmin in Kumra Kshetra, who fed Mahaprabhu and washed his feet, sprinkled the water on the family. At that time also Kumra Brahmin said that I'm suffering in the Shongshara household life. You please take me with you. And Mahaprabhu said that, don't talk like this. You stay here. And you follow my instructions. And what did he say? Can anyone tell us at that time? Famous, Prabhupada, famous verse, Prabhupada quotes. What did he say to Kumra Brahmin? Yes. He said, yes. He said, Jari Dekha. Whoever you see, Jari Dekha. Tare Kaha. Kishnu Ubadesh. Amaragai Guru Hoy Tarai Desh. Amaragai. On my order, Guru Hoy, become a teacher. Tara, deliver Aidesh, all the people of this country. This is Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Not required. Yesterday we sang Grihe Babonete Take Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. Grihe Babonete Take. You live at home or you live in the forest? Ha Gauranga Bole Dake. You call out the name Gauranga. Narottama mage darshanga. Narottam desires to associate with the grihastha who's chanting the name Gauranga at home. So Mahaprabhu said, you stay here, you preach. And he said that tomar bishoy na badite tomar bishoy taranga. If you follow my instructions, you will not be affected by the circumstances. The bishoy taranga means the ocean of sense enjoyment, which one experiences in household life. Affectionate wife, affectionate children, possessions, career, position, etc. All of these enjoyments can bewilder the conditioned soul. He said, Na badite tomar vishoy taranga. You will not be affected by the circumstances of household life. Punarapi itai pabhe morshanga. In addition, he said, Punarapi in this place, Pabe Moshonga, you will have my association. I will always be with you. You don't have to come with me. You stay and preach Krishna consciousness, I will always be with you. So in a similar way, Tapan Mishra, he said, take me with you. Take me with you. And it's very interesting what Srimad Mahaprabhu replied. He said, Jao Varanasi. He told him that you go to Varanasi. He told Tapan Mishra, you go to Varanasi. So that is the same Tapan Mishra that we hear later when Srimad Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan and he was in Varanasi and Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra were there and they were requesting him to preach to the Mayavadi Sannyasi. So it's very interesting that at this time, Nimai is perhaps only 15, 16 years old. Already he's married to Lucky Devi. He's teaching this Leela in Varanasi that is more than 10 years later. More than 10 years later. And Mahaprabhu here is saying you go to Varanasi. Everything was already strategically planned. Mahaprabhu took sannyas when he was 24. So that's almost 10 years after this. And then after sannyas, he was traveling in Puri. He went to Puri. And then he did the Dokhin Bharat tour. That was 2 years. And then Vrindavan. So at least 3-4 years after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi. So this is almost close to 15 years. Yeah, it's close to 15 years later. And at that time, Mahaprabhu said, you go to sannyasi, you go to Varanasi. Everything was planned. And he said that at that time, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in the purport that Mahaprabhu instructed Tapan Mishra to go to Varanasi so that he could also hear the instructions on sadhan, shadda shadon, his goal of life and how to achieve it, sadda sadon. He could hear that scientific explanation that Sriman Mahaprabhu gave in Varanasi to Sanatan Goswami and delivering the sannyasi. So when Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatan Goswami, that is the most extensive upadesh in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of all the instructions Mahaprabhu gives to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, Ramananda Roy, Rup Shikha. The most extensive is the Sanatan Shikha, which it extends for 4 to 5 chapters of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That very extensive, where Mahaprabhu enumerates the complete Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, the science of Godhead. At that time, Tapan Mishra was also present. So Mahaprabhu, he showed mercy on Tapan Mishra to completely fulfill his desire to learn the science of Bhagavat Tattva by inviting him to be present at Varanasi at the time he was instructing Sanatan Goswami. And at that time, Mahaprabhu, the first mention we hear of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from the lips of Sri Goshundur and beginning the Sankirtan movement. And yes, when Tapan Mishra was in Varanasi and Mahaprabhu arrived, Mahaprabhu first visited on the way to Vrindavan and then he didn't address the situation again coming back. He remained. Tapan Mishra said that here we are in Varanasi, we're not hearing the name of Hari. We're not hearing the name of Hari. All we're hearing is Aham Brahmajmi. And soham. Aham brahmasmi and soham. And we're not hearing the name. At that time, very interesting comments Mahaprabhu makes that the name of Lord Hari does not appear on the lips of the aparadis. Mayavadi Krishna aparadi. And therefore, they don't have that punya, they don't have that mercy to chant the holy name. And Mahaprabhu, he delivered the sannyasis of Varanasi. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary. And the whole of Varanasi became inundated with Krishna Prem, love of Godhead, as a result of Mahaprabhu's preaching there. Hare Krishna, is there any question?
Hare Krishna, can you tell us when Mahaprabhu was taking bath in Padma, he called Narottam, Narottam?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a different incident.
Yeah.
Because that's not actually mentioned by Vrindavanas Thakur. That's mentioned in the Narottam Vilas, which is the biography of Narottam Das Thakur. And so we can conclude from that Mahaprabhu on another occasion went to Padma River. That's Keturi. That's also the same place, Keturi, Rajshahi. ISKCON recently acquired a large property in Keturi. This is a major achievement. This place was very much predominant by the Muslims in that place, and it was very difficult for us to get property there. After many, many years, we've been able to acquire a huge property there. And you're all invited. Of course, now it's just empty land. But if you visit, you can visit Sri Pundarik Dham in Bangladesh. It is such a glorious project, Sri Pundarik Dham. Similarly, we acquired a property where Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Mumbukunda Datta, Vasudev Datta, their birthplace, place of bhajan. We acquired that very place. And we developed such a beautiful Tirthasthan that anyone who goes to that place can feel the awakening of love of Godhead just by the potency of that holy Dham. It's called Sri Pundarik Dham because the Lord's presence there is very powerful. As a result of the cultivation and development of the ISKCON devotees, the great pioneer preachers of Bangladesh, like Bhakti Bikash Swami, Nishtula Prabhu, who were there for many years, for decades, and they developed, and it is such a glorious project. So we're very inspired that similarly at Keturi Dham, we can develop a beautiful place of pilgrimage in glorification of Thakur Narottam Das Mahashayi. And that will be a great service for humanity. And you're welcome to visit and to also participate in the development of that wonderful Tirthasthan. So that's at Keturi Dham. So when Sriman Mahaprabhu visited that later time, he was accompanied by the Sankirtan Bhakta Gan, and they were performing Sankirtan, and Nityananda Prabhu was also present. So that was a later time when Mahaprabhu visited, and he took bath in the Padma River, and he mentioned that he deposited the prema and for Narottam Das Thakur. And in Narottam Das Thakur, he was the next generation. He never personally saw Sriman Mahaprabhu. He was the next generation. Srinivas, Shamananda, Narottam Das Thakur, they were disciples of Jiva Goswami. They were next generation. And they were the great empowered first generation preachers of the Goswami Granta that they took from Vrindavan and returned to Bengal, Orissa, and Assam. Shamananda and Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur, and they began the preaching movement. Kantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishinitai Gaurishita Nata Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.